Welcome to Ragasurabhi and to the world of Carnatic music. If you are new to the world of Carnatic music, you might find this audio interesting. Though it is not essential for every listener to be able to appreciate and understand all the nuances of Carnatic music, it is always good to familiarize oneself with at least some of the fundamental terms frequently used and encountered in Carnatic music. Let us begin with the term Shruti. Shruti or pitch means the basic frequency around which the whole music is built. Something like the first step in a ladder. This fundamental frequency is called the Sa. Sa. Every other note or frequency builds from the Sa. Sa. The pitch or the Shruti is normally referred to as a number. Females generally sing in 5, 5 and a half or 6. And how a person is able to get to the exact frequency of Sa is through the Shruti box or the tambura, nowadays available also in the electronic versions. So what you hear behind me is the drone from the electronic tambura. This is set in the Shruti 5 and it constantly produces the sound or the frequency for Sa at 5. Sa. Sa. When the frequency of this note Sa is doubled, you hear a similar sound, but it seems to be higher. Sa. 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 This region between the two Sa's is called an octave. Exactly in the middle of this octave is the note Pa. Pa. Thus, the drone from the tambura comprises the lower Sa, Pa, and the higher Sa. Sa. Pa. Sa. Pa. Sa. Let me also demonstrate singing the same Sa Pa Sa in a different Shruti. Now, I will sing the same Sa Pa Sa in 4 and a half, half pitch lesser than what it was before. Sa. Pa. Sa. Pa. Sa. The bass frequency Sa is now slightly lower than what it was before. Sa. Sa. I have now gone back to 5. Now I will be moving to 5 and a half. Sa. Pa. Sa. Pa. Sa. Now we come back to 5. Sa. having understood what Shruti is, let's move on to the next concept, Swaras, or notes. Every octave is made up of 7 Swaras. Sa, Ri, Ga, Ma, Pa, Da, Ni. Let me demonstrate Sarigama Padani sung in a particular raga called Maya Malava Gaulai.
Sarigama Padani Sa Sa Ni Da Pa Ma Ga Ri Sa.
You may note that as we move from Sa to the higher note, Re, there is a slight increase in the frequency. And similarly, from Re to Ga, Ga to Ma, and so on, there is always a frequency shift. Thus, we reach from the lower Sa to the higher Sa by gradually increasing the frequency from one note to the other. This can be compared to something like moving on the x-axis in a graph paper, let's say. If the origin is Sa, 1 would be Re, 2 would be Ga, 3 would be Ma, and so on. Using the same swaras, Sari Gama Pada Ni, I can sing them in a different way also.
Sari Gama Pada Ni Sa Ni Da Pa Ma Ga Ri Sa.
Now this is a ragam called Kalyani, and you can see that it sounds completely different from what I sang before, Maya Malava Gaulai. Though I still say Ri Ga Ma Pa Da Ni, the sound I produce is not the same. This is because there are varieties of Re, Ga, Ma, Da, and Ni. So a lot of permutations and combinations are thus possible with these swaras. This interesting combination of swaras is what leads to a raga. Like I mentioned before, Maya Malava Gaulai sounds so much different from Kalyani. And there can be hundreds of many more such combinations, giving rise to hundreds of ragas. Thus, a raga can be defined as a sequential combination of all the 7 or a lesser number of swaras. Climbing from Sa to higher Sa and coming down from higher Sa to lower Sa, there is a specific sequence defined for each ragam, and this sequence is called the Arohanam Avarohanam.
Sa Ri Ga Ma Pa Da Ni Sa
is Arohanam.
Sa Ni Da Pa Ma Ga Ri Sa
is Avarohanam. It is also possible for a raga to have lesser number of notes, like Mohanam.
Sa Ri Ga Pa Da Sa Sa Da Pa Ga Ri Sa.
The swaras Ma and Ni are missing in Mohanam. So likewise, so many combinations are possible, giving rise to hundreds and hundreds of ragas. Every raga has a unique set of swaras which is defined by its arohanam and avarohanam, thereby giving its special identity. The concept of tala is nothing but rhythm. Rhythm component in Carnatic music is referred to as tala. Tala is just a way of metering the song or maintaining the tempo of a song. This is done by using specific hand gestures. With this introduction, we feel that one must be able to start listening to Carnatic music. Just like one does not need to be a good cook or know the recipe to enjoy a good food, knowing the grammar and the technicalities of Carnatic music is certainly not essential for a listener. So even if you do not understand or follow the explanations in this audio, there is no reason for you to worry or panic. We still suggest you go on to listen to Carnatic music clips or CDs or concerts, and slowly you will be able to get a grasp of what it is all about. Wishing you many hours of happy listening to Carnatic music, and all the very best from all of us at Ragasurabhi.